Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everybody's weekend going? I hope it's going good. I know my weekend just got rained out because it's raining now, but, you know, the rain is welcome because we currently just went through a heat wave, you know, literally the last, I would say, about 4 days, maybe even five, because I think it started Wednesday. The heat has really been in the 90s and above, it seems to be, because, you know, when you're dealing with humidity, it adds to the heat. So it may be saying 90-something degrees, but you add humidity, it's like 100. So it's been extremely hot, and I actually did get a chance to exercise in this heat on yesterday. Guys, just really take about 30 minutes if you can. If you're already doing it, no worries. But just, you know, I just recently heard on the news, actually sometime last week, that excessive exercising can cause some damage within your blood cells or circulation. However, those are for the people that literally have something to do all day, every day, and exercise probably 2 to 4 hours, not consistently, but, you know, you're breaking it up because you're, you know, you probably trained in the gym, that you probably are going for, you know, something else that deals a lot of activity of your body and is causing you to lose a lot of calories. You know, you do that and then it starts to really, really, you know, show that you're doing too much. But, you know, it is what it is. And that actually probably falls on, you know, people that are really into these sports like Olympics and, you know, these really odd sports that are not really broadcasted everywhere. And even actors and actresses, when they have to jump from one movie scene to another movie scene. And I say that meaning like they're already currently working on one movie and they have to, you know, when they're done that for the day, they have to go jump to another movie. And then you're like consistently going all day. You know, that's why they call it dehydration too. So make sure you stay hydrated. Now, I was also reading again, just in case you guys didn't know this too, and if you do, then high five, that when you when you drink your water, that you're supposed to drink, if I'm not mistaken, I think they said at least half of your body weight. That is a lot of water. And I am sorry, I'm still trying to get in the 64 ounces that is required a day. So let alone for that to be half of my body weight. Actually, you know what? Now I think about it, that's about right for my half of my body weight. Is that right? Is it six? No, actually, it's still not. It's still not actually half of my body weight. So I am corrected on that. And even when I get down to the weight that I'm looking to get down to, 64 ounces won't even, if I'm not mistaken, I think 64 ounces won't even make that. I think that would actually be over. So, but it is what it is. They said you're just supposed to drink at least half of your body weight. Actually, yeah, even if I get down to my targeted weight, 64 ounces still won't be enough. I still would have to continue on to another 8 ounces. So they are saying you should really do that. And I am still really pushing myself to drink 4 bottles a day. And that is the 64 ounces a day that is needed. And it's really hard. Only because I really try not to really get out of my seat a lot when I'm at work, you know, because they look at that, you know, you're really trying to, you know, keeping a good eye of the bosses at the job, because, you know, they always got something to say. You're always getting up, or you're always getting up, or you're always getting, you know, I've been hearing that for years. And it's like, I look at them and I'm like, maybe because I'm the only one in this office that likes to drink water all day. And truly I do. If it's not water, it's tea. If it's not tea, which really I don't want to drink tea all day neither, I'll probably have a cup or two. If it's not tea, it's coffee. Now coffee, I normally drink that before I go to work. Now, that's just a cup of coffee, but that's a dehydrant. So that's not going to have me, you know, going to the bathroom. However, I'd still drink about 3 bottles in one day. And it's like actually not even one day, within 8 hours. So if I'm drinking 3 bottles of water, of course I'm going to have to use the bathroom within 8 hours. So within a 24-hour period, we're supposed to drink 64 ounces plus. So, I mean, you just look at it and you're just like, okay, chillax. I drink water. That's what I'm going to do all day, is use the facility. So, you know, it's neither here nor there. I've actually gotten to the point where I drowned out that complaint, because all you think I'm doing is going to the bathroom. I'm not going out for a smoke break. I'm not going out to talk and chit-chat to other people. I'm literally getting to use the bathroom. Okay, moving on. So exercising about 30 minutes a day has really been And actually, me, and I told you guys I'm on a new progression now of being on thyroid support, because I know some people are battling this whole thyroid thing. And if you are currently battling a thyroid thing, then join the team, because I'm on it too. I'm dealing with this thyroid situation. I finally felt like I've actually gotten on the right path with my thyroid. So if you haven't heard the past shows and you're new to this show, just know I'm on a thyroid support that has L-thyroxine in it. It also has kelp in it, and it has some, I don't know how you can say the word, some ashwagandha root or whatever how you say it. It's in it, and it actually helps me. So I've actually been taking kelp actually since January. So this L-thyroxine thyroid support is a bunch of herbs, so it actually has kelp in it, so it's actually adding to the kelp that I've already been taking. Plus, I've also picked up some selenium. So selenium is actually already in our bodies. However, what it's supposed to do is take your T4s and transfer them into T3s. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can definitely look it up. But it's supposed to help you do that. And if you don't have enough of it, it doesn't really help your body do that. It's like, for example, it's like turning your fat into energy. You know what I mean? That's exactly what selenium is supposed to do. If you don't have enough of it, it won't happen for you. So I picked that up. I've been taking that every day along with a multivitamin, along with some omega-3s, along with some zinc. You know, I've really been taking this stuff consistently every day. And I used to have, since I've had this hormonal imbalance, right, I have not been ever feeling like myself from when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I used to sweat with no problem. But it's like the minute I had this hormonal imbalance as of 2005, and I think I was actually 19 still at the time. So I haven't really been sweating the same ever since. So now that I have this new herb and I'm mixing it, not mixing it, yeah, I'm putting it together with my selenium, putting it together, you know, all things that I research on the internet and learn and educating myself on what my body needs, I've been sweating with no effort. I mean, I walk outside, walk to from the car to the house, and it's hot and I'm sweating. You know, but it's not like a profuse sweat where it's sweating all on my face and it's dripping from my scalp. No, it's literally, it starts with my back and then it will reach up to my chest, and then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden it's like a full blown body sweat, and it's like you'll start to see my face get wet, and I'm just like, wow, I'm really sweating with ease now. So, I mean, and it's like, at the same time, it's not even that bad because I drink water all day, every day. So you're really, really, I'm truly just sweating out the water that I'm drinking all day, every day. So it's pretty good. I mean, you do that anyway when you're exercising. So like I said, I've been faithfully, you know, since April. And even prior to April, I did take some months off because I was actually working at another facility that had a gym in it. So I was actually working out there, but I was like not working out as hard as I am now because I was always concerned about my hair. Because, you know, us ethnic girls, we are worried about the hair and how the hair looks. But actually, I have not even been caring. I have not been caring because I know exactly. I mean, I did put a relaxer in because I knew I was going to be going hard this time. But, you know, the relaxer is really holding my hair. But at the same time, I'm still not caring. I'm letting my hair get wet. I'm letting my hair get sweated out. I'm putting a curl activator in it so that way it could curl and look, you know, somewhat like, you know, it's still looking like it's something being done to it versus, like, me just letting it be tried. Because every time I try to have it straight down, it doesn't work, is what I'm trying to say. You know, if I try to have it straight down, it doesn't work because I'm always sweating. So because I'm always sweating, I've just been really just having my hair just wet and moisturized all day, every day. So that way it don't look dry. So that way it doesn't look all puffy when I try to have it straight down. So, and I've been having it up. Well, it's a good thing I've been having it up because it's so hot outside. So, you know, everything is really just working in unison with what I've been trying to do. And that's to lose weight and to really get toned up. So I'm loving the fact that I'm on this mission. And if you don't know what you should do for yourself, now that you know, maybe what I'm doing for you might help you. So back on to what I was trying to say with for the caption of the show of how some things are damaging to your image. And that is, you know, if you do things publicly, like for example, the rapper Game had gotten to a physical altercation not too long ago. But see, the physical altercation he got into, he didn't know he got into with the undercover. He actually was not even undercover. He was off-duty cop. So he punched him in the face, and now he's being sued for $12 million. This is what I'm saying, you guys. For the ones that are trying to be, you know, in the scene of the public eye, please be very careful who you attack. Don't even attack people. You know, really try to handle people verbally. And when I say verbally, verbally handle your situations in the most professional way of letting someone know that you're not playing with them or you don't want to be bothered with them or you're just, like, trying to set the point without actually having to get physical. There are definitely ways of breaking down someone verbally without having to get physical. And some people just really don't know how to define the two, and they just want to get physical. And that's, we really have to break out of that, because there's so many ways of really handling the situation so professional. And even when you're doing a professional where you don't have to cuss, there's ways of handling things without you having to have to say a cuss word. It's just all how you do it. And don't do name bashing, because name bashing doesn't ever work in a situation. That's what actually causes people to be violent. And pointing out, you know, bad flaws in someone, that doesn't help. You just have to work it out. Trust me when I say you just have to work it out in a way where you could do that. And another thing is, you know, Chris Brown and Karrueche, this relationship between these two, they just did this over the media again with the whole putting each other on blast situation. It's so unattractive to do that. Now, like I said to you guys before on the Wednesday show, you know, he was all the way wrong for sleeping with someone who's part of the team in a sense and getting her pregnant. It doesn't matter if you were drunk, if you, you know, found this person really attractive, if you're broken up with this person temporarily. There should be a standard of when you should start dating or talking or sexually being active with others. You know, give it about 3 to 6 months and then pursue someone when you're freshly broken up with someone. Like, it just does not make any sense to do such a thing. And then you get someone pregnant and then you don't tell anyone and it's such a secret. And then she finds out anyway. And it's like, what did you think was going to happen? So these two are going back at it, you know, really just really, you know, setting the tone for that, you know, Karrueche is really done with the whole situation. And he's just, you know, expressing how he feels. And it's terrible. It's terrible because this really shouldn't be something that we as the public should be having to see. I mean, some people loving it. I'm sure you guys are probably like, oh, I don't care. I like seeing stuff like that. You know, me personally, I don't want to see it. Because if it's between you and I, it's between you and I. And I don't want the rest of the world to see it because it's personal. That's a personal situation. And if you're asked a question about someone, you know, really try to find your best effort to not speak on someone else. Especially because everyone can get sued so easily nowadays. Feelings are hurt so easily nowadays. It's just, if you're going to speak on someone, just be like, listen, no comment. I'm not getting paid for this, to answer this question. You know, whatever comes to your mind, like, listen, that person has no part of my life anymore. Don't ask me no questions about this person. Just keep it moving. Just don't really feed into the question, because that person still will hear what you said, regardless if it's public or non-public. So, you know, it still hits your image, no matter if you're trying to bash someone else's image. That's another thing I want you guys to understand. If you think you're going to bash someone else's image, it actually bashes your image just as well, because people are going to look at you like, oh, well, you're the one never saying it. You know, you're the one that, you know, experienced it with this person. What does that really say about you? So as we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show, just so you guys know, really just be cautious and really just stay in your own lane. That's what the verbiage slang is, staying in your own lane, meaning stay focused on you. There are ways to help someone else, but stay focused on you. If you're in a relationship, stay focused on you, but help that person. If you're in a relationship, help that person get to their level because it blesses you. You know, just don't really be focused on everyone else and how they're going about things, because it may not work for you. And or you might get lost into what they're doing and you'll lose yourself. So, you know, I know you guys have probably heard that before, but just keep that in mind, that some things are truly damaging to your image, regardless if you are fully in it or not, especially if you speak on it. As we're coming down the last couple of minutes of the show, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-I-C-H-E-W-I. Yes, that's still the nickname, and I probably won't ever change it. Probably will in the future. But or you can email me at my business email address for your image, LLC, at @gmail.com. And my weekend is going great. It's over now, and I'm definitely going to go to sleep after this. And you guys try to have your week start up very well, and talk to you guys again on Wednesday.